Digital technology is everywhere, and a lot of the tools are great. I mean, I'm able to maintain communication with my family and keep track of my schedule and listen to Focus on the Family on the go. There can be a downside, though, to this tech, especially if it replaces normal day-to-day interaction with other people. I'm John Fuller, and this came up in a recent Focus on the Family broadcast. Jim Daly and I talked with Dr. Josh and Christy Straub about their book for kids, What Am I Feeling?
Let me ask you, too, before we keep moving here real quick, technology and how that can play into this emotional development. Because every parent is struggling with technology.
Yeah, and I think we realize that, you know, face-to-face eye contact with our kids is the single biggest thing that builds the brain. Yeah. I mean, and that's what we're talking about, getting our kids to just be able to label emotion. That in and of itself calms the brain. It starts to calm our body. And technology, what it does is it gets us away from eye contact.
Right.
It gets us away from, we have the little lowercase eye contact, but we don't have, you know, the iPhones, the, you know, the iPads, but we don't have the physical eye contact with humans. Huh. And the more that kids are trained to be on their screens, neuroscience research shows that their brains are wired for screens. But when they're, you know, when they're in relationships, they become wired for relationships. And so the more that we can set limits on screens, I'm not saying screens are bad and that we should get rid of them. And, you know, I think video games are important, you know, for boys to learn how to play video games with their family so that they're not, you know, if they're left to go on their own, boys in particular are more prone to become addicted to video games and stay on video games. And we've seen it in Landon. You know, when we aren't setting limits, or we start to see his behavior start to change, her first question to me sometimes is you're not disciplining him enough. And then, and I'll say to her, well, how often has he been on screens lately?
Yeah, right.
And we have seen this over and over and over again. When we start setting limits on screens, or we get lax with our limits on screens, that's when we start to see the behavior come out.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's important to be aware of it, because it's too easy to turn to it, especially when you're overwhelmed as a parent, as a quick, you know, babysitter.